Now that Preet Bharara is no longer the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, some in Albany wonder who will now be investigating potential corruption in state government. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Bharara's office engineered the successful prosecutions of both major party legislative leaders. Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, along with Skelos' son, now face long prison sentences for corruption. The U.S. attorney fired by President Trump's Justice Department has also brought cases against 9 former associates of Governor Cuomo, including the governor's former closest top aide. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group is a veteran of the fits and starts of reform efforts in New York. He says Bharara is a once-in-a-generation figure, and his exit will leave a huge hole in the ethics landscape.
It's always been a desert when it came to enforcement of ethics and contracting laws at the state level, and we all relied on Preet Bharara to bring actions if people behave badly. The fact that he's been removed from the scene, I think, really draws the focus back to the weakness of the state's enforcement agencies or the weakness of the laws.
Horner says Cuomo and lawmakers could start to take steps to prevent further corruption in the future. He says the state controller should regain powers to monitor economic development contracts. The controller's oversight power was written out of the process in a 2011 law. Cuomo is proposing that he be allowed to create a special inspector general within his own administration to monitor economic development projects. Government reform groups say that's not good enough. And Horner says the troubled Joint Commission on Public Integrity should be revamped and strengthened to truly probe allegations of corruption.
The state spends millions of dollars for a state ethics watchdog. It should be independent and empowered to enforce the law. Right now, it's made up of political appointees that are appointed by the governor and the legislative leaders, the very same people that are supposed to be monitored. That's not independent. We want independent oversight.
Meanwhile, in their One House budget proposals, the Assembly and Senate are asking for more transparency, at least in relation to some of the governor's economic development programs, which have been the subject of Bharara's probes. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says Assembly Democrats want the governor's regional economic development councils, which consist of regional business and other leaders, to disclose their personal finances, just like the other state government boards. The regional councils hand out around $750 million in economic development grants each year.
We have our transparency, and we'd just like him to notice us on the economic development projects.
The Assembly also wants to set up a public searchable database of all companies awarded contracts with the state. The Senate Republicans' budget plan also requires greater disclosure from Cuomo's regional economic development councils, and it rejects rebranding the governor's troubled Startup New York tax-free program. Senators are calling instead for a moratorium and more study on whether the program actually works. Governor Cuomo appeared publicly several times in the days after Bharara's exit, giving briefings on a major nor'easter that swept the state. Reporters were told to keep on topic in their questions, but Cuomo, appearing on CBS This Morning, was asked in a live segment for a reaction to the firing of the U.S. attorney who's indicted several of his associates. Cuomo demurred.
You know, I don't really know. I didn't follow the situation. There's a transition from one administration to the next. But beyond that, I haven't followed it.
The trials of the former Cuomo associates are still scheduled to begin later this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.